Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, where we are live on the Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15 minutes empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging that process, knowing that as you are going through that process, God is building you, He's making you, He's shaping you. But when God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for His glory, He's going to get the glory out of them, and He's going to cause them to walk in His power and His authority as many lives are touched, many lives are saved. We understand and know that Favor Life, that place of favor, is that place of favor with God and man that God gives us. That process is that process of what we go through in our making and our shaping and our obedience to the will of God and our character. Even Abraham was able to look and see God moving in his life and showing him the generations of his lineage. And he was able to capture what he saw in eternity and pull it in time, that even when his body was physically not able to manifest, he believed God and hope beyond hope. So in the Bible lets us understand that if we have that type of hope and faith like Abraham to believe in Jesus Christ and to receive him as our Lord and Savior, that the promises of Abraham are ours, that they belong to us because of our faith and our hope in God. So this is the insurance that we have. And you have to understand that God is moving in this time, in this season, in a way that is unlikely and unprecedented in so many ways. But he's doing it so that he will be glorified in our lives, but also so that many people will know that God lives and he reigns forevermore and that he's faithful in all that he does. So I want to encourage you today in that place where you are standing, in that assurance, in that assured place of knowing that God is going to do exactly what he said. You know, when we read and we talk about the word of God and concerning Mary and how Mary herself was chosen by God. She was chosen to do and to carry the Son of God, and she was chosen to do it because of her heart and because of her stature. And there are many things in our lives that we don't always understand why God would choose us to do it, why he would be the one in our family to stand out, the one that would walk uprightly, the one that maybe the first one to be saved, become a Christian, or the one that he would use in ministry, and everybody else is not being used in that capacity. But God chooses because he knows the heart and the motives of people and individuals. He knows exactly what you can take and what you cannot take and what others are able to take and will not take. Mary had to endure a persecution that men in that time, in that season in life, that many of us would never face and would never understand. During that time of her life and that period in the culture, to be pregnant and to not be married was a reason and cause to be stoned, because they knew that you had gone outside of your husband that you were going to marry and that you had slept with someone else. And that was reason to stone you. It's reason to bring shame to your family. And so in all of that, you know, not being a virgin and not then presenting yourself or keeping yourself for her betrothed husband. All of those things were reason for her to be really, really treated very harshly and very badly. But God chose her even to go through that persecution to show how her life and the ministry inside of her would stand the test of time, because later on, the Son of God would be crucified, and she would hear how they would say many things about him and how he would be ridiculed and how he would suffer. And so she was chosen to go through these things even before he was born, and then during his life on the earth, his tabernacle on the earth, and then while he was being crucified and while he went through the punishment and took and endured our sins. There are things that you're going to go through that God has prepared you for. And you may not understand it, but this is how you're going to go through it. Mary and herself rejoiced and believed God. She believed what God said. She rejoiced in that fact. She rejoiced in the fact that God had chosen her and that she was highly favored. She was highly favored of the Lord, regardless of what the outcome at that time was looking like concerning how people saw her or how it felt. She understood that it was the will of God. And when you know that it is the will of God, that is the thing that is going to keep you going. That's the thing that's going to keep you moving. That's the thing that's going to keep you enduring and running the race. It's not what people say. It's what is God saying about you? What is God saying about your life, about your obedience, about your faith? What is God saying about your testimony in him, your overcoming testimony in him? What is he saying? Is he pleased with that life? Is he pleased with you? If he is, then he's going to make every place in your life speak profoundly to what he's doing and testify. Mary's life spoke not only to herself, but it spoke to Elizabeth. It spoke to Elizabeth because while Elizabeth was going through what she was going through with being an older woman, not being able to have children, and then God favors her and honors her and allow her to get pregnant at an old age, and many people criticizing her for the fact that she was pregnant and she was older, many probably saying that it was a tumor, that she was sick or some other thing, and she knew that it was God. But here it was Elizabeth getting the comfort that she needed from Mary, who was the virgin. And so you see both of these women in unlikely predicaments, but they encourage each other in their most holy faith, and that they rejoice. Elizabeth says, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit does rejoice in God my Savior." She understood that what was going on was by the hand of God, regardless of the outcome and the outlook of the natural. And you have to understand that when God has chosen you and called you, regardless of what people say, what it feels like, if you are pleasing God, he will cause victory to be on your head. He will cause you to rise above the pain of the ridicule and see that he's doing something that is great. He's doing something that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. He's making you and he's shaping you. He's allowing you to walk in a place that many people are afraid to walk in. And your obedience and your trust in God is going to bring favor, because even Mary and Elizabeth both hear the words of they found favor with God, that God had favored them, that God had they had favor with God. And that in itself lets you understand that they were in a position that God wanted to be glorified in their life. He wanted to be exalted by using them for what he had designed them for, what he had purposed them for. And you may not understand that there are things that might be going on in your life that God is saying, this is what I want to find favor in your life with. You've got to allow that to happen. You have got to allow that to transpire, because God is going to get some glory out of your life that other people are going to be encouraged by. Other people are going to understand. And favor is getting approval, getting support. It's getting the favor, the goodwill, the blessing of God. And you want that favor. You want that favor because that favor tells you that when everybody else is turning their back on you, when everybody else doesn't understand, God is going to be there to give you favor that's beyond man's reach, beyond man's word, beyond man's attack on your life. And so God wants you to understand that when he puts his hand on you and he puts his hand on you to do something that others will not, let that process go through. Let him be glorified in you. Let him get the glory out of you. because you're going to gain God's approval. You're going to gain something in the spirit and the natural that others will not. You're going to gain acceptance and special benefits and blessings that others would not. You're going to gain mercy and favor and grace that others will not. And in doing that, God is going to cause something great to manifest in you. There's going to be a blessing that's going to be in your family lineage because of what you're doing. Don't back down. Don't back down because of pressure. Don't back down because of what it feels like. Don't back down because of what the enemy's saying. Don't allow any of those things to make you miss what God is going to do in your life. He's up to something great. And when he's chosen you for favor, when he's chosen you to do something for him, the persecution is going to come. It's going to be hard days. It's going to not look like what you thought. But do not lean to your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all of your ways and let him take you through the process. Because this process is going to cause favor and blessing and grace and mercy, not to just be on you, but on the lineage of your family. And many people's lives are going to be encouraged and taught. And they're going to be built up because of what you are going to do. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be blessed, know that you're more than a conqueror. And even though as you're going through these valleys of shadows of death, don't fear. God is with you. You're more than a conqueror, and you're a super conqueror because you're going to conquer in his name through the blood of Jesus Christ in every area. Have a blessed day. See you next time. Thank you.